which we're getting from local elected officials is basically like, no matter what happens in the courts, the president was wrong to do this. I think there's a lot of officials who are sort of trying to reinforce that they will fight for people's right to protest. The governor of Oregon, Tina Kotek, has said it is within her power to deploy Oregon Guard to protect Oregonians at the protest site.
Attorneys for the state of Illinois and the city of Chicago have asked the Supreme Court to keep in place a temporary restraining order blocking the Trump administration from deploying National Guard troops in Illinois. Australian Prime Minister Anthony Albanese has met with President Trump at the White House. CBS's Stacey Lynn reports.
The two leaders signed a rare earths and critical minerals agreement. The deal, which President Trump said had been negotiated over 4 or 5 months, is aimed at ensuring a steady supply of the materials. Albanese described the deal as an
$8.5 billion pipeline that we have ready to go.
Stacey Lynn, CBS News, the White House.
U.S. Envoy Steve Witkoff and President Trump's son-in-law Jared Kushner are in Israel, and Vice President J.D. Vance is joining them to make sure that the Gaza peace plan does not unravel after a weekend of violence in Gaza. President Trump
saying, "We're going to give it a little chance, and hopefully there will be a little less violence."
In Atlanta, a man is under arrest after his family told police that he wanted to shoot up the airport this morning. More from CBS's Matt Piper.
Police say Billy Joe Cagle went live on social media saying he planned to shoot up Atlanta's Hartsfield-Jackson International Airport, which is the world's busiest. His family alerted police when they saw him go live. Atlanta Police Chief Darren Shirebaum.
I do believe he was likely to use that weapon inside the crowded terminal that he had just seen.
He says officers found an AR-15 rifle and 27 rounds of ammunition in Cagle's pickup truck, which was parked right outside the doors of the airport terminal. Matt Piper, CBS News.
Atlanta's mayor says Cagle was having a mental health crisis. Technical issues rippled through the internet today because of an outage with Amazon Web Services. CBS News tech contributor Ian Schur on why the impact was so widespread.
This domain name system has become the backbone of how the internet works. Many of us rely on it as kind of a phone book for everything.
The Blue Jays have just beaten the Mariners to win the ALCS series and head to the World Series. The score 4-3. Apple rally pulls Wall Street out to from the cusp of its record. This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Workdays can be unpredictable, but your workwear shouldn't be. With a Cintas Apparel Plus program, you'll have freshly laundered garments for everyone on your team delivered every week. Cintas has workwear for just about any job imaginable, with high-performance fabrics and an uncompromising fit that stretches and moves with you. Don't leave looking and feeling good to chance. Visit Cintas.com.
Oh, I'm ready!
And get ready for the workday.
Vanity Fair calls BritBox a delicious streamer. Collider says everyone should be watching. Catch Britain's next best series with BritBox. Stream acclaimed new originals like Code of Silence.
You read lips, right?
And Linley, based on the best-selling mystery series.
D.I. Linley, take it from here.
And don't miss the new season of Karen Piri, coming this October.
You don't look like police.
I'll take that as a compliment.
See it differently when you stream the best of British TV with BritBox. Watch with a free trial today.
1 in 10 preschoolers play outside once a week or less, according to a new poll.
That's a lot of 1 to 5-year-olds in this country.
Sarah Clark co-directed the poll for the C.S. Mott Children's Hospital in Michigan. She says kids need outdoor play.
Because that's really the key to young kids having physical, social, cognitive development.
Even indoors, some kids aren't playing enough.
Only 2/3 of parents said their child would do make-believe or pretend play.
Clark says families are busy, but parents need to carve out more playtime, even just a few minutes a day. Michael Wallace, CBS News.
The U.S. Supreme Court will consider whether people who smoke pot regularly can legally own guns. The Trump administration is asking justices to revive a case against a Texas man charged with a felony because he allegedly had a gun in his home and acknowledged being a regular pot user. Jennifer Kuiper, CBS News.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Tonight and tomorrow, mostly cloudy, passing showers, cold and windy. Low tonight in the mid-40s, high tomorrow in the mid-50s. At times, wind gusts above 30 miles an hour. Temps slowly warm through the rest of the week. It's 60 right now.
WRJN.
my God.
What you say?
There's not a man today who could take me away from my God.
Tell me more.
There's not a man today who could take me away from my God.
It would be untrue. You know that I would be a liar if I was to say to you, girl, we couldn't get much higher. Come on, baby, light my fire. Come on, baby, light my fire. Try to set the night on fire. The time to hesitate is through. No time to wallow in the mire. Try now, we can only lose. And our love become a funeral pyre. Come on, baby, light my fire. Come on, baby, light my fire. Try to set the night on fire. Time to wallow in the mire. Try now, we can only lose. And our love become a funeral pyre. Come on, baby, light my fire. Come on, baby, light my fire. Try to set the night on.
Radio Park to Johnson Park, local news and timeless hits.
I've made her just for me. When she smiles.
Your home for local news and now timeless hits too on WRJN. Well, good evening. I'm Chris Morrow. We keep the music going and, of course, we'll update you with CBS News, the top of every hour. And, of course, that weather forecast too, all important year-round. We've got it for you right here on WRJN. More timeless hits on the way next.
Every year, millions of pets go missing, leaving families heartbroken. If you lose or find a pet, Love Lost is here to help. Our free, easy-to-use platform uses photo matching technology across multiple media platforms to bring lost pets home. Just upload a photo and quickly search the largest national lost and found pet database. Let's unite to reunite, because every lost pet deserves to find their way home. Register today at lovelost.com.
Because because I love you.
It's the people of Racine that help our city feel like home. And Don Rosen loves to give those people the spotlight they deserve. Weekday mornings from 6 till 9. From the library to civic theater, local music and nonprofit groups, museums, historians, and local leaders, Don has a place for everyone on WRKN. Start every day with the Don Rosen Morning. Weekdays from 6 to 9. Local voices, local news, and timeless hits.
Don Rosen.
Mama told me, mama told me, mama told me, mama told me, mama told me.
local news and timeless hits. WRJN.
Well, she's all you'd ever want. She's the kind I'd like to flaunt and take to dinner. But she always knows her place. She's got style, she's got grace. She's a winner. She's a lady. Oh, 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 she's a lady. Talking about that little lady. And the lady is mine. But she's never in the way. Always something nice to say. What a blessing. I can leave her on her own. Knowing she's okay alone. And there's no messing. She's a lady. Oh, 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 she's a lady. Talking about that little lady. And the lady is mine. She never asks very much, and I don't abuse her. Always treat her with respect, I never would abuse her. What she's got is hard to find, and I don't want to lose her. She knows me through and through, and she knows just what to do and how to please me. She's a lady. Oh, 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 she's a lady. Talking about the little lady. And the lady is mine. Yeah, yeah, she's a lady. Oh, 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 she's a lady. Listen to me, people, she's a lady. Yeah, 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 she's a lady. Oh, 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 she's a lady. Talking about the little lady. Oh, 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 she's a lady. Yeah, 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 she's a lady.
Wearing your green slips.
tonight. I'll take another thing in sight. Unzip the strings of my kite. Just take your glasses.
Well, as the evening rolls on, we do too here on WRJN. For 98 years, your home for local news and now timeless hits. I'm Chris Morrow. Around the clock, we've got the music for you. Of course, Packers and season, the Brewers. We've got Badgers, basketball and football and high school sports too. Try to cover all the bases, so to speak, as it comes to sports. And of course, the timeless hits. More on the way next from WRJN.
When a parent sees their child smile, they see hope. Aleem hoped that his son Rajib would have an easier life than he had. You see, Rajib, just like his father, was born with a cleft.
But thanks to Smile Train, both father and son received free, life-changing surgeries, transforming their smiles into symbols of hope. To learn more and support the global cleft community, visit smiletrain.org/learn. Smile Train, changing the world one smile at a time.
Yeah.
Don't let the sun catch you crying. The night's the time for all your tears. Your heart may be broken tonight, but tomorrow in the morning light, don't let the sun catch you crying. Nighttime shadows disappear, and with them go all your tears. For the morning will bring joy for every girl and boy. So don't let the sun catch you crying. We know that crying's not a bad thing, but stop your crying when the bed sings. It may be hard to discover that you've been left for another, but don't forget that love's a game, and it can always come again. Oh, don't let the sun catch you crying. The sun catch you crying, oh no, oh oh oh.
There's not enough, I'm running.
on between us that your laughter cannot hide. And you're afraid to let your eyes meet mine.
WZTI Greenfield.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Michael Toscano. George Springer put Toronto ahead with a three-run homer in the seventh inning, and the Blue Jays advanced to the World Series for the first time since 1993 by beating the Seattle Mariners.
The wild pitch.
The call on Fox, the score was 4-3. At the White House, tearing down part of the East Wing has begun in order to build the ballroom President Trump wants added to the site.
You know, we're building right behind us. We're building a ballroom. They've wanted a ballroom for 150 years, and I'm giving that honor to this wonderful place.
It will fit 999 people. There was another failed Senate vote today, the 11th, to try to end the government shutdown. Correspondent Nicole Killian reports Republican and Democratic leaders are sticking to their positions.
Efforts to reopen the government, even on a temporary basis, have stalled on Capitol Hill.
We're not going to negotiate on anything until Democrats stop holding government funding hostage.
Our country is staring down the barrel of a health care catastrophe.
As Democrats and Republicans remain at odds over a key sticking point, whether to extend health insurance subsidies under the Affordable Care Act.
The shutdown is now entering its 21st day. The House of Representatives remains on recess. A federal appeals court says President Trump can deploy National Guard troops in Portland, Oregon, as legal challenges continue. KXL's Heather Roberts reports.
Oregon Governor Tina Kotek says the National Guard remains staged and cannot be deployed until there's a full review of the ruling. And she says the 2-1 decision decision by the Ninth Circuit is based on false information.
That administration is being dishonest, and these actions to deploy troops are a gross, un-American abuse of power.
Kotek continues to blame federal law enforcement for unrest outside Portland's ICE building.
The federal agents on the ground are essentially instigating conflict with folks who are lawfully protesting.
Heather Roberts for CBS News, Portland, Oregon.
Police say they prevented a possible mass shooting at the Atlanta airport after a call from the man's family. Billy Joe Cagle was arrested at Hartsfield-Jackson International, as heard on body cam footage.
Put your hands behind your back, sir. Put your hands behind your back.
Police searched his truck after his arrest. They found an AR-15 with 27 rounds of ammunition. He's facing charges of making terroristic threats, criminal attempt to commit aggravated assault, and possession of a firearm by a felon. This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Workdays can be unpredictable, but your workwear shouldn't be. With a Cintas Apparel Plus program, you'll have freshly laundered garments for everyone on your team delivered every week. Cintas has workwear for just about any job imaginable, with high-performance fabrics and an uncompromising fit that stretches and moves with you. Don't leave looking and feeling good to chance. Visit Cintas.com.
Oh, I'm ready!
And get ready for the workday.
eBay has reinvented vehicle buying. From click to curb, everything's covered. Ever try to buy a car online and end up in a parking lot with a stranger and some blind trust? That era is over. Now with Secure Purchase, eBay isn't just where you find your car. It's where you buy it, start to finish. Title, financing, registration, delivery, it's all built in. This is the modern way to buy your next ride on eBay.